Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're live. I cleaned my desk today. I feel like a good man.
It looks good.
I'm if anybody wants, you know, if you see me looking over here, I do apologize. A game that I bet on a decent amount of money is 12 seconds left, 3-point game. So I'm focused here, but I'm also focused there a little bit. And I'm really focused on tonight's episode, which is going to be One Hit Wonders. Very excited about it. Great list. I've been very excited about this one and was secretly hoping that it won. No offense to sitcoms and board games and all the other stuff that lost, but I'm excited. And the reason I'm excited is because we have some people that really enjoy music that watch the show, but in here as well. I know Logan's a big music guy. Obviously, Brandon works in radio. He's heard music once or twice. Toby, definitely a music guy. Producer Zach, who's running late. I think he's going to have a terrible list. He made a comment to me today at work that said, I wouldn't be mad if somebody made me this mixtape in 2004 for my list.
And did you say 2004?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's going for like straight dude. I don't think he understands our audience. We don't have a K-pop fucking like mid to late 2000s music listening audience. We have a 1980s and 1990s music listening audience.
Yep.
Please, God, tell me he brings something up from like 2010.
Nobody fucking likes K-pop.
I think some of the songs from that his list would resonate with everyone. They like it, but I agree with Toby that like ours is going to be fairly eclectic.
Yeah, and I don't know if he meant like in 2004 someone made him this tape. It would be good, excluding. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Well, I would ask him, but he's running late. So I mean, hey. He's got young kids.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am so interested on the first draft pick. Anybody else?
I hope it's
anybody
not me.
Else wondering what the first draft pick is going to be? Like,
I really don't want it to be me. I said it last week. Michigan State sucks. We're going to close that out.
All right. To your point.
Quick
to
question. Your point. Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead, Brandon.
I was just saying, to your point. Last week with comedians, or 2 weeks ago with comedians, it was like, look, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Robin Williams, and like four or five others. And some of the in the second round could have went in the first round. But you knew, if so, who was ever going to be first, there was not going to be a debate. With this one, there may be a first one like, oh, that's top 10, but number one, I think there's going to be some of that.
And I want to throw this out there too, because I feel like we've done our homework and we're pretty good. But if something slips, whether it's me or somebody, and we throw something out that in our opinions on the show isn't a one hit wonder, I think we have the right to say, nope, they had these. If we can quickly prove like,
yes, I agree. I was just about to say,
you know what I mean? Like, hey, okay, they had more than one.
I'll give an example because, yep. Okay. So for all of you that know, one of my moderators and the person that kind of manages my daily life, what we call my official unofficial assistant, I'm Tamtastic.
Yep.
She is a musician.
Okay.
She has been her whole life. So I gave her my list and I said, I need you to kind of like look over this. And she said, I had one on there that I was kind of like iffy with.
Okay.
Because I felt, okay, this band had this one hit that I know hit number one. And it's the only thing that most people are going to know them for. And she said, no. And she sent me a list and she's like, all of these like eight other songs hit like within the top, in between like the top 10 to top five.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I recognize the rest of the songs and I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
So I realized the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams is not a one hit wonder. Very although you true. Would think true. So because it's the only song nowadays you'll ever fucking hear from them.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's a good thing. So we're in agreement. If one gets thrown out, we can boo the person, we can make fun, whatever, but let's make sure that they're one hit wonders. But if you're just like, I don't think so, we'll have a little bit of some proof and some banter. I think that could be a little bit fun as well.
Is it all right with you, Matt, if I make my standard announcement right now?
Do the thing. Hey, but I want to, once Zach gets on here, I want to make a quick announcement and then you make the announcement. StreamYard did something cool. Really cool.
Yeah. Is it this?
Yeah, but I didn't have any. Yeah. But we can now create our own custom layouts. If Zach was ready in time, I built a 5-1. We'll do it in a little bit. So this is the thing tonight.
You got this one.
Yeah, I didn't. The one that says the yeah, only this one and the one to the right are the ones we're going to use. This one here.
Yeah, that's it's cool, man. I saw that announcement right when I started. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be fucking with your stuff, man.
I was excited, right. And I hope you are too. So what yeah, I was
now we can update it and leave it up the whole time while we're doing it.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, and it's going to be cool for Triple T. And then I'm going to pick your Richie brain. I'm not going to talk to Euban about it. I love Euban, but and that way we can build some scenes proper. It's a little bit. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a little bit clunky, so it's very limited. But backstage or before the show, we'll show you. And I know you have access to it. So all right, Toby, if you want to put yourself big screen.
Sure.
Let's do the official thing.
All right. So this is the official announcement that we do on every single one of these draft lives. Okay. We understand that a lot of you are very passionate about the topics that we're getting ready to draft, but this is what we ask you and beg of you. We can see your comments. So with that being said, you might have a suggestion. For tonight's example, we are doing one-hit wonders. You might have a suggestion as to what you think would be a great choice for somebody to choose. What we ask of you is, please, since we can see your comments, there is a great chance that somebody is not thinking of the song or the item or the topic that you want to announce to everybody else, and you're going to give them an unfair advantage by giving them maybe a song choice that we were all like, oh yeah, we want to pick that this time, and maybe that person that who's up to draft wasn't thinking about. So what we ask is that if you have recommendations or suggestions, please keep them to yourselves so that we don't need to mute or eliminate anybody from the viewership tonight.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Well said. And there is producer Zach. And we got this going on. Something a little different. We're like a bearded Brady Bunch. But one thing that we do need to do is we need to show the wheel of names.com. Shout out wheel of names.com.
The wheel of cheese.
Sorry. I love that'd be cool. You guys want to do the wheel of cheese race sometime?
The wheel of cheese. So what is that in England?
Somewhere like
oh, that. Where they do the downhill thing?
I thought it was England
or Scotland?
That's the only noble way to go. Nita, where is it?
True. Well, that's Nita.
Nita, where's the wheel of cheese thrown down the hill?
Let's go this one, see what this does. Look at this.
That makes Brandon look very, like, omnipotent.
I feel like that Zach should go up here. He's the producer. We can make that a little bigger at some point. Actually, we could do it. All right. Here we
go.
That's
what I told her.
Giggity. Actually, I'm going to go full screen for this. Oh, no. Oh,
it's a cat.
Elgato. Let's do. Let's go full screen for this.
Did somebody just tank me up by doing this? Hold on for a second. I'll get this fixed.
You got this. So I'm going to press shuffle.
Domo Origato, Mr. Elgato.
Oh, I'm full screen. Matt. All right, let's go to here. All right, here we go. Let's go full screen. I'm going to shuffle three times. One, two, three. Here is the number one pick. Somebody has to pick the best of one-hit wonders. And the first pick is going to be...
Turb.
Toby.
It's Turb.
Toby, first pick. It's Turb. I'm glad it wasn't me. Did anybody want the first pick?
No.
God, no.
I mean, I would take it just because I like being at the top or the bottom pick.
All right. You like the back-to-back?
He doesn't mind being top or bottom.
I like the back-to-back, yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Equal opportunity picker.
Pick number two is going to be Zach. All right. Toby and Zach get to fight over each other.
Toby's been fighting over me for weeks.
All right. Viewers, if you guys want to guess who you think will be number three, will it be Beard Laws, Logan, or Brandon? Toby, congratulations on the one pick.
Turb.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you pulled me completely out of the stream, but I was like, woohoo! Like, I put me to a standard thing, man.
I don't know what happened. I pressed buttons, my fault. Brandon in the three spot. Brandon in the three spot. Congratulations, Brandon.
Brandon's in the three spot?
Yep. Toby, Zach, Brandon, Logan, then me, I think is how it has to go.
So I've got something special. As soon as we finish picking the draft order.
Okay, the draft order has been determined.
All right. Give me one moment here. Now, I don't think you guys can see this on your end, but Matt, if you're actually looking at your YouTube channel, you'll be able to see this.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I asked a bunch of people from my live to come over here tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if I'm like a little janky right now, but I just gifted 20 random people that are subscribed to the channel memberships for the month, free memberships. So congratulations to Sam H, David Marsh, Amanda B Fitz, Tony Edge, Devil's Playground, Undead Stoner, Joe Myers 86, Eugene Skeeter, Chris Folsom, Michael Kruger, Willie Weebs, Kevin Van Clave, Mac McDowell, Low Contrast, Kira Edwards, Kelcha Khaleesi, and anybody else that might have gotten it. Oh, Fire Lord.
Can you put that in a private chat so I can add it to the banner?
No, but you can go back and watch the chat and watch it happen, I guess, or you can just look for all the members on the YouTube channel itself. You think so, I'm going to name off those 20 names? No.
All you have to do is look up, Zach. I mean, yeah, at the monitor.
By the way, if you guys have not liked the broadcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you gave it a like real quick.
Toby, appreciate you, and congratulations to all the new viewers.
Welcome.
Welcome. New viewers, I guess, but new members of that.
Welcome.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, new membership gives you a special badge, and it gives you access to all the custom emojis that are available. And Matt, I don't know if you have videos that are members only, but
I've done one, maybe.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. What we'll have to do,
Tim and Vern,
we'll have to eventually. We'll do more of that. Producer Jace, if you are listening and watching, let's do one a week from Triple T and the Thursday one that we'll do members only. So, you, Producer Jace, have fun with it. Clip whatever it is you want, and we'll do one for members only. So we'll do that.
I say this week's is Matt making the announcement that you get a members only video.
Well, it's a good thing it's Producer Jace's call. He comes through on time.
Yeah, we need a reliable producer, you know, one that shows up on time and shit.
All right, we got anyway,
the Derby, you're the first up.
All right, so I was actually really scared of
getting on with it already.
Fine, I'll go. Wow. I'll go with what is most likely on most of your guys' fucking minds.
Don't do it.
We'll go with the guy that had his shit fucking. He was sued by Queen. We're going with the man with the fucking hair, who's star in a Teenage Mutant Turtles movie, Vanilla Ice and Ice Ice Baby.
Yep, solid choice. That I'm not. I don't know if all of you would have been the same, but it would have definitely been my number one. Well done.
That's a good one.
So, for anybody just joining, we are drafting our one hit wonders team. As you can see here, right in the middle, Toby is one, then Zach, then Brandon, Logan, myself. Then round two, we snake it back. Myself, Logan, Brandon, Zach, Toby. So this is what the board looks like. And
you like that format, Matt?
Yeah, it's good enough. Yeah, it looks good. Oh, all right, you're up.
All right, this one.
Will you hurry up already?
Yeah, I'm fucking typing it.
Christ.
Jeez. I'm pretty excited for One Hit Wonders.
Yeah.
The number two pick is Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
Ooh, wow. Good one.
I'm just looking at Toby. I'm like, what is it going to do? Let's wait for it. Good song. I love Deep Blue Something, and it's a fantastic song. And it's a one-hit wonder.
It is a great song.
It's a really good one-hit wonder.
I really don't know if I would have made that first round, though.
Oh, Toby, we never agree on anything. So, Brandon, it's your turn.
Toby, go fuck yourself, is what he basically said.
Fuck you, Toby.
I got a feeling today's going to be awesome.
Yes, there's going to be some good clips from this. All right, Brandon's on the big screen. Everybody will be quiet.
Sorry. No, you're good. The problem with this is that there are so many damn songs, and I didn't even have Vanilla Ice on this fucking list, you guys.
Like, I didn't either.
Wow. What?
It's a great pick. It's a great number one pick and everything. I don't complain about it at all. Did you have Deep Blue Something? No, I didn't. I had Deep Blue Something on like the like periphery.
Yeah,
necessarily. But God damn it. Where do we go? I'm gonna go with the man who's no longer with us. I'm going to go with, and I've done this, Come On, Eileen.
Oh, God, great song. Nah, great fucking song.
Bye.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yep.
Well done.
That's a good one.
Dexys.
Definitely was on my list.
Yep. Yeah, and if anybody can tell me that they've ever heard any other song by that fucking band, by all means, tell me so I can call you a fucking liar.
Great album art.
Without Googling it, tell us.
Right, without Googling. I know I've heard songs from, I could not remember any of it.
Yep.
Yep.
Solid choice. All right. I'm going to not lie. I did have Breakfast at Tiffany's on my list. I wanted to be part of the crew and tell you guys that I didn't. I did, though.
On my list, like right around here-ish.
So we have this over here. So we have Ice Ice Baby, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Come On, Eileen, which allegedly Brandon's done before. So, all right. Next up in the always four spot, the one, the only, Logan, who was here early, for the record, if anybody was keeping
track. For the record, I was here early.
And he's not wearing a hat. Fucking bro, you're looking good today. By the way, shave down to the mustache. Let's acknowledge
I have the biggest goddamn forehead of anyone in this.
Yep. I need you to shave down to the mustache.
Huge.
Don't do it. Hold on. Before we do that, let's all welcome Jake Zilla, new to the cast.
Hey, Jake.
Appreciate you being here. Make sure you just keep coming back if you like it. And if you don't, sorry that we wasted some of your time. I'm not that sorry. But either way, Brandon, go.
Can I say something after the first round?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as Toby doesn't.
It's going to be a recurring theme through this whole night.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. I'm going to go with Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Ooh. Yep, there it is.
Classic.
That was my number two. That was my number two.
Who is your number two?
Who does number two work for?
Oh, my God. Fucking twinsies. We agreed on something?
Are you talking to me?
No.
Good. No. Matt, will you tell
Toby not to talk to me? Matt, can you fucking tell Zach not to address me anymore?
I was raised by divorced parents. I will win
can
this.
Can you tell him not to address me in this,
listen,
this video?
Hold on. Let's go back real quick. Listen, Mitch Hedberg situation is done, Zach. Okay. We are getting past. We talked about this at work. You got to let that shit go. I know that your parents divorced at a young age and it's really, you know, you're good at this argument, holding resentment and kind of like, we got to let this go.
Nobody's better than my parents.
We're on one hit wonders and let's have a good time. All right. You good?
I'm good.
All right. We're good. We got that out of the way.
Toby?
You good, Toby? I don't think Toby was bad. I think it was you. You're trying to get him going. Who did you just pick? Baby Got Back?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the board.
Let's show the board, and then I'm going to go. I'm going to be up, and then we're going to go into the second round, but we're going to take a break. The viewers, we're going to put a poll up, and this is what you do next Thursday. You vote the actual bracket of the teams that we're drafting, and then we're going to see, just for fun, and some bragging rights, who won round number one. All right, so
Let is 100% correct, by the way.
Two things are going to happen tonight. All these songs are going to get stuck in my head and end up on my spot. Yes.
It was brutal this morning at work.
If anybody wants to actually create the Beard Laws Spotify one hit wonder list, we could potentially.
I will do that tomorrow.
Producer Zach, you are on
this. I will do that tomorrow at work.
Nice. There we go.
And then we can share it on the Beard Laws Spotify. We can share it on the Beard Laws Spotify feed. Can't we?
And we'll put it in the new on the community chat in YouTube. All right. Let's do this thing. I've been stalling because I don't know who I want to pick.
You got two coming up.
Yep.
I knew it. I was like, he has no idea.
I have no idea because I feel like I'm going to pick songs that I truly don't love, but are very recognizable to any audience, whether you grew up in the 70s, 80s. I'm going to go. I'm going to do it.
Man, do it. What are you doing?
Take On Me.
Yep.
By A-ha.
Great pick.
By A-ha.
Well done.
Ugh. Great pick.
Take On Me.
I'm going to do the scream. My first viral song on TikTok. I'm going to do the scream.
We're going to ask the community in the chat.
I was almost 40 years old before I realized what he says at that high-pitched note. I'm not going to lie to you.
Tell us.
Do you guys legitimately not know?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, but take on me. And then he goes, take me on. He goes, I'll be gone. And then the high pitched part is in a day or two, is what he says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it, though.
No.
No.
He says no.
All I do is just go,
I mean, Logan, I'm, and this isn't a bash on Toby, but we've seen that he has a couple darts in his life, I don't think the high pitch can be done without a little bit of some prep work.
Yeah.
That's a loogie all day.
Yeah. Let's show the viewers one more time what we have going on.
All right. Well done, everybody. And we haven't even scratched the surface of all of these one-hit wonders yet.
Dude, we're not going to scratch the surface by the time we're done.
Yeah.
Brandon, you had something to say?
I did. I wanted to say something. I think in this instance, I don't know, Matt, it's Matt's final call. It's his show. But if you guys name a one-hit wonder that wasn't a one-hit wonder, I will call bullshit.
Yes.
I'll give you an example on this that is not a one-hit wonder, even though many people consider it so, because he had many hits that didn't necessarily top the chart, but were definitely top 10, top 20 hits in the day. And that's Rick Astley. So Never Gonna Give You Up is not a one-hit wonder.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're 100%. I'd agree with that. Correct. And that's why I used the Eurythmics as well as an example. Right. Because, like I said, we all know Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
And that's what most people know when you talk about the Eurythmics. But they had a lot of top 10, top 20 hits that you can't just call them a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, right. Very true.
Bonnie, I wanted to do Bonnie Tyler, but then I was like, oh, nope, she's not a one-hit wonder.
I thought about Bonnie Tyler too, but then brain shifted to another
Total Eclipse of the Heart
that is similar, but is a one-hit wonder, and I might pull it out. I don't know.
Maybe you will.
All right. So in the early lead, after 24 votes, 50% of the viewers are loving Ice Ice Baby from
Toby. That is a dead tie behind it, though.
Everybody else is 17%.
Wow.
So that's a good one, and let's go.
That's a win for me.
It shifted to Logan or Matt. Thank you, whoever did that. Thank you. All right, let's jump into round two, and I'm up first. Everybody, so let's do the thing. Producer. All right, I'm gonna take this one because I don't get a pick for a long ass time, and I'm gonna sit here and enjoy my fall Genesee beverage. And this is, to me, is one of my favorite one-hit wonders.
Keep rubbing in the fact that you fucking can get whatever Genesee the fuck you want. All right, asshole.
I don't know why that's necessarily a good thing.
It's goat season, boys.
I love Genesee, and Matt knows it.
I'll see what we can do to get that back here. All right, this one for me. Jenny, I got your number. 8675309.
Fucking
Tommy Two-Tone.
Everybody
Tommy
knows
Two-Tone.
Everybody knows that. 8675309. It's like hearing the 877, you know, the fucking get cash now fucking
JG Wentworth.
Right? JG Wentworth, 877 cash now.
No. Yep.
This was one song that I bought the vinyl just for the one song. Listen to it, and the rest of the album sucks. Sorry, Tommy.
That was horrible.
It's just I'm not sorry because you made a lot of money off one song, but that's my second one.
Perpetually.
8675309 Tommy Two-Tone. All right, let's keep her moving. Logan, you ready?
Yes, I'm torn between three. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go with.
This is not an easy fucking list.
It's not
easy. No, it's not. It's not. It sucks. It's great. It's awesome that this sucks. I'm going to go with Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Nice.
Not necessarily the greatest song in the world.
Definitely,
I'm an 80s guy.
I fucking love
but
that song.
I love that song, but I understand why people don't. But when you hear one beat of that song, you can hear one beat of
that very first.
You can hear one of that synth, and you're just like, oh, I know. Yep. Okay. Burger King did that, turned it in. They brought it back with their commercial. Like, that song has been in my life for its whole existence.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. I really honestly believe. Like, I'm not huge on song remakes that often, but fucking Marilyn Manson's version of that song is just fucking amazing.
Good. Very good.
Yep.
Also, fun
by the way, you guys ever want to watch a movie that's full of nothing but these one-hit wonders, to include Tainted Love by Soft Cell, watch the movie Gross Point Blank with John
Cusack. That does help.
Solid. All right. Look at this. We're adjusting cameras on the fly.
This is nice. We can see everybody.
I like it.
I feel bad.
God, I love this, man. I love that they did this so that we can have this up like this now.
Yep. I'm loving this. And we'll design it. We'll get it better. We'll create some new layouts and stuff in the background. But this is cool. Thank you, StreamYard. If anybody wants to be a StreamYard, do your show through StreamYard. We actually have a referral code that we can send to you, and you'll save money, and we'll get $25. And I'll tell you what, if anybody does it, I'll put the $25 back into the chat for the next month's memberships.
So ooh, there we go.
All right. All right. Who's up next? Brandon. Down.
Let's hear it.
You know, I'm never going to stop, you guys. I'm never going to give it up. I've got such a dirty mind. I always get it up for the touch. My Sharona.
My Sharona. God damn it.
You know what's funny is they had another.
Who sings that?
They had another song. It wasn't a hit. But if you ever listen to it, you go to YouTube and listen to it. It's literally like they like reversed My Sharona. It's like they took it like it's got that. Still,
it's the Knack, My Sharona. Yeah, my apologies.
Yeah, okay. it's the Knack, My Sharona, and it's spelled with a C, I believe, isn't it?
Nope. SH.
No, it is.
Do you guys remember, like, in our younger lives, like, if that would come on at the beginning of a night, you'd be like, okay, whatever, you might sing along. But if you're hammered on a dance floor and that comes out, Sharona is yours.
Fuck that.
She's your Sharona. In the morning, she's yours.
Classic.
And when you don't know the words or you're too drunk, you're like, never gonna stop. I am drunk. I need to pee. And then you just go with it. It's great tune.
Great tune. All right. That was good. Let's keep this rolling.
I mean, perfect segue. Speaking of party anthems, I'm going to go Everybody Have Fun Tonight by Wang Chung.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's,
I don't know, dude. Dance Hall Days. Dance Hall Days.
You know what? Yeah.
Dance Hall Days was huge.
There, wait a second. I just came up with a good way to check this.
Wang Chung.
Yeah, they Dance Hall.
I will give that too. Because Everybody Have Fun Tonight only has 33.5 million plays on Spotify. Dance Hall Days has 115.4.
Because
I don't know what Dance Hall Days is.
Dance Hall Days peaked at number one.
Wasn't a one-hit wonder.
On the Hot Dance Disco US Billboard chart. Yeah. It was top 10.
What are we doing in this situation?
Choose again.
If it was a two-hit wonders, here's the crazy thing. There are plenty of songs that and bands that we would assume are like one-hit wonder songs that are two-hit wonders, and that's all they had.
Yes.
And I think 100%. That's one of those bands. Like, I mean, I don't blame Zach at all for that choice.
No, not at all. Yep. Not at all. Can I say one thing? And that has not, and to be honest, it's some people know Dance Hall Days. But what's funny about it is I have a kid at work. People who don't know, I'm a program director and music director at a radio station. So we have a Billboard book. And if you ever open up to a random date Billboard, there are top 10 songs on there that there are, I'm guessing, 8 of the 10, if you pulled it up, you would not know. Because a lot of the songs that are big in the week of June 23rd, 1982, they don't have any staying power at all. It's not like every single top 10 hit was a Michael Jackson Thriller hit, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of songs that could be top 10 hits. But so this is definitely one of them that falls in that.
Yeah. Everybody Wang Chung. I have no idea that song even existed.
It's quite all right. That's going to
happen.
It's
a great song. It's my favorite one again tonight. Anyway.
No worries.
But I can almost guarantee my backup pick is a one-hit wonder. And it comes from the land down under. It is Down Under by Men at Work.
No, not at all.
No.
Men at Work have like 10 different fucking copies.
Really? Yeah, they're
son of a bitch.
Yeah. Their vinyl's really good, actually.
Who can it be my God. Now? That entire album is fucking awesome.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Man,
I'm glad I didn't stop at five songs.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That,
where did it even go?
Who can it be now? It's such a better song. Wait a second.
All right. Let me friggin' check myself real quick before I friggin' make my third second round pick.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you make a third one in a row, then we have to call on Euban for one pick.
Euban, we need a pick, man. Zach,
we just need
Zach
one pick.
This is one band. Okay. You may not
this
have
one's
heard
easy.
Of.
This one's called. Easy.
Is it though?
It is because this band, the song I'm about to pick, has 380.4 million plays. The next closest is only 4.5.
I swear to God, if it's from fucking Led Zeppelin, I'm fucking.
It's not Led Zeppelin. It's "Send Me on My Way" by Rusted Root.
No.
What do you mean? Oh, no.
Okay. Well,
we have to have to table our bias though because it plays really well in Canada and in northern New York.
All right, hold on. Radio play. I agree. However, Rusted Root is so big.
They're technically a one-hit wonder.
They're big here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you there's people outside of the ferry that would
either. I mean, either way, let them have it because it's going to be a first round loss.
I'll give it to them. I mean, Rusted Root is a very well-known band.
Yeah.
I don't know how many real hits they've had. I know that they do have a very strong following, but
yeah. Especially,
I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them.
In the Google first thing popped up, Rusted Root remains a one hit wonder.
No, that is, it's their only hit in the top 100. So,
yep.
All right. Good enough.
Let's do the thing. All right. So,
have a really solid catalog, but all their songs are just kind of okay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They're very much like Fish.
Yeah. Well, I think they just toured with Fish last summer.
There we go. All right. Okay. Closing out round two.
Good job,
Toby.
I'm pooped.
I think I've got one that most people probably aren't even thinking about. Because we are very 80s and 90s mentality oriented. I think that's probably when we had the most one-hit wonders of the music in music history. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with The Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
Ooh. That's a great song.
I've heard them sing other stuff, but you might be correct on that.
Is it The Animals?
It's The Animals. And it's House of the Rising Sun. I have other songs of theirs on my Spotify.
Oh, we got to get out of this place.
If I said the name, I would say if I said the name of that song.
They have 10 singles in the top 20, though.
I got to say, no, we got to get out of this place and Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
They're Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
When we go down to, if you mention The Animals, if you can think of one single song, but I conceded earlier that I would let Brandon by all means be the guy that says yay or nay on that.
Well, you know, we have to have some barometer, right? So what's the cutoff? We're doing it on the cuffs. This was great.
Yeah.
About the show. We do it. This is what happens.
Yeah.
Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. It's definitely a song I would say that's well known, but also a hit. And I'm sure they have others too. The problem with that is what their 60s, early 70s, late 60s, mid to late 60s, early 70s. It's tough because we all know House of the Rising Sun and that's it. Nothing probably has more staying power, but Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood definitely has some radio play.
We got to get out of this place, man.
So let's do this. So one thing that I pulled up, the semi-official definition of being a one-hit wonder is to only have one single reach the Billboard Hot 100 at any point.
I say that's very vague.
I mean,
that's a lot of rope to hang ourselves with.
Be honest with you, that's going to actually eliminate a lot of the ones that we are going to consider to be one-hit wonders. Because a one-hit wonder song, like a song, well, what I'm saying is you're going to have artists that hit really hard, and then they're going to come out with another song that's not, nobody knows it anymore, but at one point in time, it hit the top 100.
And to his point, I will say this. There's probably a lot of bands who had a Rick Astley type song that followed it up with something that was fucking garbage, but because they were so in everybody's ear and got the play of it, that song hit top 20 or 25.
I think we let this one go because it was longer and the charts and stuff were different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't mind letting this one go.
Yep.
I don't want to be the only voice either. I want to be a consensus.
And this is really the only one that I've got, I think, on my entire list that I know had other music that did well, but it's not notable. Like, I don't think other people would know those songs when you mention them.
So
on, they did on have average, I'm talking about too. A general public, you know, the general audience right now.
Yeah. So I don't mind letting it go. When I think of one hit wonder myself, who, you know, I like my music as well, just like anybody else. If I've heard more than one other song multiple times throughout the years on the radio, then I consider that not a one hit wonder beyond the 100 Billboard chart thing. You know, like, and I've heard, and I'm Toby, I'm not trying to knock you down or like Zach, like I've heard I've heard them a ton.
I've got multiple songs from The Animals on my Spotify playlist, but none of them have come.
Okay.
None of those songs have come anywhere close on the charts as House of the Rising Sun.
It's quite possible. Let's all agree that some of their songs became more famous later on when a DJ who heard them when they were,
out. No, I just so
started playing their stuff. So
in 65, It's My Life was top 10 in the charts.
Yeah.
So I mean, just different times, different eras. I say, yeah, we'll allow this one. We'll move on and we'll put the poll up. Who won round two? And then,
which, by the way, House of the Rising Sun is one of the best songs ever. Ever played, ever written, ever performed.
You're talking about a song that you can hear when you hear the first opening, yes. You know, 5 seconds. That's another one that you know right what it yep. is.
Awesome. Absolutely. I love the Animals. I always have. They're cool. Good. They're very good. But like you guys said, they had a lot of okay songs, but that one was legendary. So polls up for round two. Let's go ahead. Whenever you're ready, Toby. Round three.
Yeah, because the other, just real quick, the other song that I do have on my Spotify is Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love that one. Okay. It's My Life. Good one, too.
Yep. So the next one I'm going to go with, man, it's such a, I have this whole fucking list here.
I'm looking at mine for my next pick. And I'm just like,
I just
God
went
damn.
Through and edited mine real quick so that we don't potentially run into this again.
It'll happen. It's
yeah.
Sorry, right, go with Cotton Eye Joe.
Ooh,
no argument there.
Yeah, nope. You can
have that. Yeah, they definitely didn't have another one. I'm going with Cotton Eye Joe.
Who is that again?
I believe for the Rednecks, isn't it?
Is it just called the Rednecks?
Yeah, REDNEX.
NEX, yeah. And if you guys will excuse me, I have to run to the bathroom real quick. I'm sorry.
He's got to use the little boy's room.
I've got to. We'll know if he's peeing or pooping, because if he's right back, it's poop. If it takes a minute, he's peeing. Quickest pooper this side of the Mississippi. All right. Number two pick. Reducer Zach.
Oh, I'm going to go safe, and I'm going to go Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Oh, nice.
I almost took that in round two just to steal it from you, so your wife would be so mad at you for not taking that.
That's funny.
But I was just like, no.
My wife is screaming at me on my phone, too, like all these other songs.
Why didn't you just take that the last round? It would have saved so much confusion.
Because I thought I had five bangers lined up to start out with.
That's your round one pick. That's a round one for you.
I like Breakfast at Tiffany's way more than I like Tub Thumping.
Well, as long as you're happy.
Listen, he got knocked down last round. Now he's getting back up again.
Yep. It took him to round three.
No one's ever going to keep that guy down.
Nope. But hey.
Now it's just spelling Tub Thumping and Chumbawamba.
T-U-B.
You can't. If Chumbawamba comes easier, you need to leave.
Tub Thumping. Just put Tub Thumping. All right. While he's doing that, Brandon, you ready for your third round?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I do want to say this. I don't think that Billboard Top 100 is vague. I think that's pretty as non-vague as you can get. I would say I don't agree that Top 100 is a good standard. I would say Top 20 or something. So anyway, that's just my opinion, because there's a bunch of these bands that probably have a top 100 hit that nobody remembers. But I gotta go Macarena by Los Del Rio.
Oh, okay, you're playing to the audience.
Yep.
Well, it's one of the most. I played that in. I remember that playing. Remember when it was released? I remember watching it at 5 a.m. on MTV, like the summer of 95, 96 when it released.
Yep.
93.
And it became, no, it wasn't 93.
Yeah, it
was not 1993.
I'm looking at it.
Well, so were you alive in 1993, Zach?
Yes.
It was 93.
So, but that also depends. It depends on when they will list when it was made and produced. They
released.
Released in 93?
Yeah.
When? Macarena was not a U.S. hit in 1993, I'll tell you that. It was originally released, look at this, released in 1993. August of 95 is when it was released in the United States.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying by it may have been released in wherever it was released, Mexico or wherever in 1993. Do not doubt that or dispute that. It was a U.S. hit where I was born and where I live, where I heard it in 1995, because I remember it vaguely.
There's a lot of songs like that.
So it was originally recorded in 92, it looks like. But by mid-96, I remember dancing to it in a sock hop. And it was just, you had politicians doing this stupid fucking dance.
Yeah. So. It still trickles in at weddings and shit.
Yeah.
Like it's.
It was on the blacklist at my wedding.
Mine too.
Yeah.
There's a few of these on the blacklist.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of blacklist, Logan, you're up.
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
I don't know. Jesus Christ. I'm sure you're blacklisted from somewhere.
I would hope so.
Most school districts outside of the one he works in.
True.
I would hope so.
Wait till he shaves his beard off. He's not gonna be allowed to even his own
someone,
school.
Someone can correct me on if I'm wrong. I think I did. I think I did the research on this. I think. Enough research. I'm gonna go with "Jump Around" by House of Pain.
No, you'd be right.
Mm-hmm. You'd they be were right. so I mean, famous.
So they did have a couple of other good songs. Like nothing Shamrocks and Shenanigans. I had the entire album. Absolutely yep. loved it. But I don't think anything ever even came close to "Jump Around."
When you hear the scream or whatever that is at the beginning, you're like, "Oh, I got to jump around! I got to move! I gotta go!"
It's like weird trumpets.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I mean, if I can't sit here and list three more, you know,
yeah.
of their songs, yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Now, I know the lead singer later on went solo, and he had quite a few hits.
Had a wicked career.
Yeah, they all had a lot of hits. You know what I'm talking about?
Acoustic rock and country career and multiple heart attacks.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, let's show the board real quick. This is what we have, damn and it. We are going to conclude round three as soon as I can come up. With a song.
Are you stalling? Quit fucking stalling, Matt. Jesus Christ.
I'm like Joseph.
You're not supposed to show the board.
Joseph's dead.
Stalin.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's really good.
I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
It's okay. Yeah,
wrong. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mine's still dead, but you know, continue.
Joseph Stalin is allegedly dead too. All right.
Most likely.
His son is.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Ah, you motherfucker. That was my next one for sure.
Lou Bega.
Lou Bega.
Awful. Lou Bega. Yeah.
That terrible was definitely... song. But if the Macarena comes out.
Man. Like you start moving as soon as you hear Mambo number 5. I mean,
100%. Doesn't mean I don't. Doesn't mean I enjoy it.
I can smell the bowling alley when I hear this song.
Yes, we all can.
Every bowling alley with a jukebox. Mambo number 5. All right. Let's see who won. Congratulations, Toby. 40% of the votes. One round two, 30 votes. Congratulations. Thanks, everybody, for voting. We're gonna do this again for round three. And this is how we do the bracket show if you're new here. So, yeah, here we go.
I feel like this should go another episode. We should have 10 rounds, right? Like
that's a big
bracket. I know we're not going to, but like
we can't do an hour of a 25-person bracket. How long we're going to need a three-hour special to do a 50-person bracket.
This should have been the New Year's special.
I will throw out there, though, if I am serious, I want to make this playlist tomorrow. We'll do the 25, and then we'll each get one bonus one that didn't make it in to make agreed. It a 30 song playlist.
I mean, agreed. Technically, I like or that. we could send whatever, and we'll have to see the viewers. Maybe they'll make the cut. You guys can check it out. Yeah. So, round three, who won it? Vote.
What's up, Brandon?
Who
you
think? Yep.
I just want to say while he's saying that, yeah, make sure you vote on round three who won it. I think this is a great example. So, Mambo number 5 is a one hit wonder in my mind. He had a top 75 hit. Do you guys remember Tricky Tricky? Because I don't.
No, I was going to bring this up to you, actually, Brandon. What is right now off the top of your head? What is the number 97 song in the country right now?
I don't pay attention to new music because I don't play a new music song. New music songs. I play old school.
When I think one hit wonders, I think of how many songs that they have that hit within the top 10. Because you tend to remember the top 10 songs.
And that's why when you were using the bathroom, I said I would say top 20 is probably more of a good barometer for what I would consider a hit.
I agree. I mean, most of these guys, let's be honest, that we've thrown in there, you know they're number one. You might know a number two that was not successful, but a lot of them, you don't even know a goddamn number two. And half the time you know the song and not the artist. You know, like that's a thing. So, all right. Vote is happening. And I guess I'm back on the clock, huh? Can't stall anymore.
Like that. Just like that, delayer.
This one goes out to Vern. This one goes out to Toby's new puppies.
Oh,
this one goes out to Zach's puppy. It's "Who Let the Dogs Out" by the Baha Men.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got
this
it.
This was the first album I ever owned. It was a single purchased for me through the Columbia Clearinghouse.
Hey.
This is the first album you
the
ever
first
owned.
Album I ever owned.
Logan's just like, wait a minute.
By the Baha Men, "Who Let the Dogs Out."
Jesus fuck.
It was a 4-song single. The first three were "Who Let the Dogs Out" and then two dance hall mixes.
And you didn't think to put that over Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No,
or
because
Rusted
Breakfast
Roots?
At Tiffany's and Send Me On My Way are way fucking better than Who Let the Dogs Out.
As most iconic one-hit wonder or songs that you like better.
Zach, I'm with you. You can't.
No, I'm not playing.
I can't disagree with his choices. If we were saying purely off of like most memorable, I think Who Let the Dogs Out would have been a better first choice. But if we're going with better songs, he's definitely on the right track.
I agree with it. Yeah, I'm going with, I guess, well, and we'll discuss our draft tactics later, but that's,
I think Matt is going songs most commonly sang drunk at bowling alleys.
I can't tell you my strategy right now. I only have one pick left. I'll tell you after my last pick.
Logan's playing Getting Late at Prom in the 90s,
which never happened at all three of them. So
because you're tainted love.
Because of my tainted love.
And you have a chronically soft cell.
And one of the babies got back, so it just wasn't my thing.
No, what happened was he let the dogs out.
He couldn't even get the dogs.
No, he tried to go tub thumping.
And I was playing.
But then he was like, baby got back. Let's do the Macarena. Come on, Eileen.
And then he woke up in bed with his mom, and she said, do you want to go to breakfast at Tiffany's today?
And then she was like, you know what? Here's my number. It's 867-5309.
I said, Mom, it's early. We're in the house of the rising sun. Holy fuck, I'm drunk.
But then he went home and just played with his My Sharona.
I'm not going to lie to you. That is an impressive set of storytelling using just the theme songs that we've got here. Like,
All right, with that being said, add another one to the story, Logan.
What an epic night. After that, I have faith no more. There you go. That's my answer.
You're such an asshole.
that
was very Guy Fieri.
Fuck you guys. That was awesome.
What was the song you chose?
Epic by Faith. No, Faith No More definitely has more songs than Epic.
Name one.
I don't. Without Google. I don't Name know. One. I don't. I don't know if I could consider Faith No More to be less than a one-hit wonder.
They played some, and they did a ton of covers.
Mm-hmm.
It's why it's easy.
Which was a 50, which covered 58.
Yes, it does.
Easy Like Sunday Morning?
Yeah.
They played that?
I would vote to pass this because here's the thing I want to say. The Billboard thing isn't an end all. It's just a thing that we can actually objectively use as a barometer.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this time point in history, it was a blah, blah, blah. You brought up Lou Bega. Lou Bega peaked at 40.
Yeah.
Lou Bega. Lou Bega peaked at 3. Who Let the Dogs Out peaked at 40 on the list, but that had staying power and it extended past the time it was on the list. Epic was a top 10 hit. Easy was not even top 50.
Okay. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Easy would have been a cover at least.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I definitely agree with Brandon here. I let this one definitely passes.
Okay. And it passed the Zach test because you were like, it's definitely not. And I said, do it without Google. And you were like, fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I like the argument. I like the conversation.
I like our story. I thought that was fun.
We care a lot is probably the next closest, I would think.
Yeah.
That's all about right. The only other one that if somebody said, hey, do you know who's saying We Care a Lot? I'd be like, Epic. Or is he kept, I'm sorry.
The lead singer kept himself around a long time and did a lot of covers and joined other bands. But
I think he still writes too.
Yeah, all right. Let's keep this moving. We could talk about one hit. Them all yeah, right, but I just looked at the song, clock. Though,
you definitely remember the fish at the end. That's all I'm saying. You definitely remember the fish in the music.
They got pissed at that.
You're up, Brandon.
Damn it.
All right. This person had a top 46 hit. So I wouldn't consider that. I wouldn't consider this as not a one hit wonder. And other establishments and platforms also don't consider this not falling out of the one hit wonder. They do consider it a one hit wonder. I would go Mr. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I almost put on my list. That's a good one.
It's a really good one.
Mr. Bungle.
I just assumed he had more songs, I guess.
Could we all agree that we forget about that song, but as soon as it comes on, you sing like a motherfucker in your car?
I don't forget about that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one.
We listen to different things, though. So,
yeah.
I don't think your music and my music is all that different, honestly.
I don't listen to stuff after 2004.
Which is, Like, we definitely don't have musical taste because
he was talking about him and Logan.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I'm a shameless new metal fan. So
you and 17 other people.
Hell yeah! I can't wait to go see Mudvayne and Coal Chamber this summer.
Okay, why don't you pick a one-hit wonder then?
I'm gonna go "Safety Dance" by Men Without Hats.
You fucker! That was my next one. Good job. I meant.
And the crowd goes silent.
It's a fucking banger.
That's a banger.
Fucking banger, yeah. It's, no, yep. he's got it.
Yep, banger.
All right. Dude, the video.
Amazing.
Fuck me. All right.
Shit.
All right. So for my next pick, I'm going to have to go with Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, solid.
That's a good one.
Another next pick.
I mean,
you know what's so crazy about that song? Completely good pick. Is that's one of the songs that was so everywhere in 1991, 1992. And it hasn't made a comeback. And it was like, it would so easily be a good TikTok song.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy that song has not just on TikTok or anywhere else, but just that it hasn't come back like other songs have.
It is crazy. That's a great pick. All right, let's see who won round four. In your opinion, was it? Oop, wrong button. Was it? I'm Too Sexy, Safety Dance, Spirit in the Sky, Epic, or Who Let the Dogs Out? All right, feel free to vote. Matt or Logan won round three with 50% of the votes. With Mambo Number Five or Jump Around. So good work. Sweet. Good work, Logan. Yep. Or Matt.
Good songs.
Hey, good job.
Hey, we did a thing.
Right you are.
All right. So the votes are coming in. Toby in the early lead after 14 votes. And Toby gets to go again. Round five. I'm stalling a little bit. So you have a moment. This is the last one. This is the toughest one because there's a lot of good ones out there. And you can only pick one more.
Too sexy for my love.
I've got two solid ones. I really do. I have two solid ones. And right now I'm just like, I don't know which one would be crowd pandering because I can't sand one of them, but I really love the other one. And I don't know which one, if not both, could possibly be crowd pandering. Fuck it. I'm going with the Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles.
Oh, great song.
Awesome song.
Great pick, too.
Solid. That was...
That's my favorite one.
Great music video, too.
Personally.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Great pick. That's how you start off.
Sing it karaoke with your best friend sometime, and it's the greatest thing you'll ever do.
Another great.
I went with the one that I love. I stayed away from the one that I figured everybody definitely knows, and went with the one that I love. Well, although I think everybody knows that one too. Let's be honest.
Yep.
Good job.
All right.
Good job.
Let's do a pick that probably not everybody's going to know. I had it. The segue was there. He's checking to make sure.
I am so paranoid about this right now.
Listen, it's all right. We're only going to pick on you for like 20 minutes.
I was going to say, we only have like around 10 minutes, so we can't mess with you that bad.
She's So High by Tal Bachman.
Whoa. It's a good song. It's a good song.
Wow, you did it. Not a single ball bust on that. I don't know how.
Because it's a fucking.
I mean, nobody in the chat's really going to know it unless you start singing it. But yeah,
I can't do that voice though. I can't hit that note
because it's because she's so high.
High above me, she's so lovely. Okay,
she's so high.
Like that.
She's so you've been waking up.
First class and fancy free.
I know Brandon's like my ears. All right,
poor Brandon.
Well, you know, I know. Zach's excited for this summer's concerts. While he's enjoying the concert, I'll probably be looking at her Mudvayne inside her Coal Chamber. But,
well played, good sir.
Oh, thank you. I do appreciate
it. Chase, clip it.
Well played.
Final pick. What could it be? There's a lot of good songs, and I got to go with Mickey by Tony Basil.
Oh
yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I believe it's Basil, right?
Whatever it is. Is
she you're gonna correct somebody?
No.
She's such a one-hit wonder, nobody knows what it is.
Doesn't matter.
She's hot, right? She's hot, right?
I mean, not in the music video. She wasn't. Jesus Christ, she was the epitome of the Tammy Faye fucking makeup line. Holy shit!
I kind of dig it.
It's Basil. It's actually Tawny Basil.
Yeah.
Basil, you fucking Brit.
Hey, Nita is here.
it's not that somebody's British is terrible, it's that this dude wishes he was British. This
yeah, fucking cheeky bastard.
Yeah. Fucking Mr. Aluminium, you piece of shit.
Aluminium.
Wow. All right. Speaking of that.
Oh fuck, it's me.
Oh.
Yeah. What song is that?
It's mine. All right. So I'm going to go with not my favorite. That'll be, we'll talk about that right after at the end. My favorite one hit wonder ever, other next to 500 miles. I'm going to go with What's Up by the Four Non Blondes.
Yes. I have that on mine as well.
I play that at least
fucking
once.
Rob Zombie's weeks. Daughter, right? If I'm
is
not
it really.
Yeah. Rob, the lead singer, Rob Zombie's daughter.
Okay. I always thought she looked like Fairuza Balk. If you, any of you know who the actress is.
No.
No. All right. Played Veruca Salt in one of those weird movies.
Our producer Zach is typing it up, and we got one pick to go. This one I think is the most pressure because it's the last one, and everybody's going, oh, yeah. Motherfucker, you put this on here. And I guarantee you, I'm probably not. And I'm probably going to pander to the crowd a little bit on this one because there's one
show.
One hit wonder that I guarantee you everybody knows. And I was going to, you know, say it could be a place that everybody knows your name, but I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to skip that one. And I'm going to go with a song that was about somebody's mom. Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom?
She's got it going on.
Ooh.
And everybody knows it, unfortunately. Zach beat off to that music video.
Daughter. Maybe I was wrong. She's definitely the lead singer of Four Non Blondes is definitely somebody's, another famous person singer's daughter.
That was a panic pick. So if anybody wants to call me out and hope that Fountains of Wayne.
They definitely did not. I had their album. There's no other songs on it.
Okay.
However, they were popular, but I kind of agree. Like that is a one hit wonder.
I'm sure they played every SUNY school.
That's the only single.
So let's do this. Since the draft itself is over while everybody's voting, we'll go right back through the reverse order and let everybody add their one more song to the playlist.
All right, let me put the poll up here. Who won?
Can we add two?
You get one. This is like harder than your number five fucking draft pick. At
one
listen, party time
because the show's almost over. So if we go this one, so mine that I left off that I was going to put on there that everybody knows and it would definitely probably be pandering that I wanted to, not because I love the song, but you know what, Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate that song so much.
Me too.
Yeah. That's the only reason I didn't choose it is because I know people wouldn't vote for it because of like I fucking can't stand that song.
Yep. I was debating between that one and then
Aqua,
the one that I took.
Yeah, Aqua Barbie Girl.
Yep. What about Blue Light?
Bosnia.
All right, so Logan, your one pick.
One. All right. If I go with one, it's my favorite, my second favorite one hit wonder ever, Turning Japanese by The Vapors.
Yep.
Okay.
I know it's not as popular, but if you listen to that song, it's fucking awesome.
Pretty racist too, but yeah. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Brandon, I do not disagree with you at all. It is so racist, but when it came out at the time, it was still racist, but it wasn't thought like that. But the song itself is fucking intelligent.
Clip the part where he says,
you get the wife on your side. You pick like me.
Clip the part where he says, "This is fucking awesome," followed by, "Oh, it was definitely racist."
My point is, I like the song.
Oh, I know. You made it.
Oh yeah, we know. We understand, Whitey.
Solidified there. 99 Left Balloons.
Yeah.
My Nina.
You get one.
Oh, you only get one. You only get one. On to Zach.
So, do you want him to put 99 Luft Balloons, or do you want him to put the 99 Red Balloons?
And you want the Goldfinger version, right?
Luft Balloons by Nina, right?
Yeah, Nina.
It's Nena.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I think I am going to throw out
which is an awesome song, by the way.
Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox.
No.
That is not a one-hit wonder.
No what way. Do you mean?
No way.
No.
We mean
no. Lennox?
Yeah, what are the fucking songs?
What about No More I Love Yous, which was also in the fucking top 10?
You got a backup?
Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
Milky Chance. They had
no.
The duo.
He's
Milky
like,
Chance.
I'm down to my very last fucking song on my entire list.
Put that on the playlist. All right, Toby.
Whatever the fuck the name of the song is that Zach just mentioned.
Milky Chance. I've heard of them.
I'm going to go with the Humpty Dance.
Yes.
Humpty Dance.
Yeah, yep. Good one. I didn't forget about the song. I forgot to put it on the list. Humpty Dance is awesome.
That's a good one. Yeah, even your wife said, Zach, no.
For us, that is a one-hit wonder. For people around back then, and that would not be, but Humpty Dance for us is definitely a one-hit wonder.
All right, so everybody in the chat, throw out your
back then. Tell me another fucking song.
No, not age-wise, but like they were absolute superstars along with Sugar Hill Gang and stuff like that. But I'm with you that is a one-hit wonder by what we're going with.
All Around the World, same song.
Oh, yeah, great song. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Feel free to go all about movie. There. That was good.
Yeah, it was in that Dan Aykroyd movie, Nothing But Trouble.
Yes.
What song
is
that?
With Demi Moore and fucking...
Tupac was in the movie, too. He was just... because he was in Digital Underground, but...
Yep.
Again, make sure you guys... We'll Brandon, put this playlist link in pick? The community.
Brandon, what
Brandon
song
picked
did you say?
99 Left.
All Around the World, same song.
I only have four.
Okay.
Did you write yours down?
Yeah.
Did you write Toby's?
It's a good song, too.
What was Toby's?
Yep. I don't remember. I have a memory like
that. Toby, what was your song?
Humpty Dance.
Humpty Dance.
Yeah, I put Humpty Dance down. I've got Humpty Dance, mine, 99 Rebel Loons, and Turning Japanese. I don't have Matt's.
Oh, well, you should have paid attention. It was Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl.
Duh. No, it's not that he wasn't paying attention. It's his brain shut the fuck off the moment you mentioned that song, like everybody else's does. It's just like,
nope. Yeah, so feel free. Throw all of yours in there real quick. Congratulations, Toby. Won round five. A lot of good ones off the list. A lot of good ones on that list. Let's show the list one more time.
Amber said Thong Song by Cisco. That's a good one.
I mean, I've got Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory. You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. Fucking
no,
he had MC Hammer.
Achy Breaky Heart. Sam H. said Achy Breaky Heart. He had a ton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Awesome Kingdom by Cody's. I totally skipped over. Yeah, I wanted that one on there.
Was good.
What one I wanted to put on there? That people would have argued with me, but I think it would have been there, is Don't Worry, Be Happy, because it was Bobby McFerrin.
That's the one that I just said was Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
Flag Pulse by Harvey Danger. Yeah. Woomp, There It Is.
Bismarck
by Hanson. Yeah.
Bust a Move, Young MC.
Yeah, there's
Whip
so
It by Devo, there's... but that's it.
Devo has tons of songs.
Yeah, they do.
Fucking
they do.
Iron Butterfly, Inagata DeVita.
That song sucks.
In a garden.
What?
Yeah, just
the greatest drum solo in history.
There are good parts to it, but that song just drags on me. Drags on my soul.
All right. Yeah, there was a couple others that go. Those are all good ones.
We did good.
Brandon, do you have any other that just made the list that or that didn't make the list?
There's a few. Wipeout by the Safaris. Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, which comes back every fucking Halloween.
Yeah. Yep. The Monster Mash.
Yep. Couple like that.
Yep.
I think what's lost on us, even though some of us are not young, is that one hit wonders basically started in the 50s and in early 60s.
Da, da, na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Yep.
La Bamba wasn't 50s or 60s.
Well, La Bamba wasn't a one hit wonder either.
No.
Los Lobos. What else? And that means I'm just.
Oh, you're going Los Lobos, but yeah, it's Ricky Valens.
Yeah.
O'Donna.
The Los Lobos, they didn't have anything else. Anyways, we could go on. Did they?
Yeah, oh, shit. A couple. Good job, everybody. This is a good list for only being able to pick 25.
This
is a good list.
It's pretty solid.
Very solid.
This is going to be a tough bracket next week.
Yes, I agree.
So make sure you come back next Thursday. You, the viewers, vote. We'll put those in a 25-person bracket or team bracket. Like you've seen, if you're new here, you haven't seen. And you guys pick every single matchup to determine the ultimate winner. And whoever fills out a bracket and actually has the most points wins a $20 gift card to Copper John's. Kush Kelly was the winner last week, had a very good bracket. The highest score that we've ever had was like 43 or 44 points. So congratulations, Kush Kelly nailed it for the comedian. So, hey, We're gonna do this again next week. If you guys want to fill out the bracket, we're gonna have it available. I'll put the link in the community and we'll put it out there. It's very easy to get to, and I think I found an easier way for everybody to download it. So yeah, that's a good
point. There's people arguing Candyman by Aqua, but I don't fucking remember hearing it, and I believe that is one of those things that we were talking about earlier, which is, hey, Aqua had a number one with fucking Barbie Girl. It shot up to the skies. Hey, they released a second one, and everybody liked Barbie Girl so much, they pushed this one, and it sucks.
Yep. And that one was just for the playlist after. That wasn't on the actual rap.
Someone mentioned Edgar Winter. We would have to say no to that. He's got his Edgar Winter group, which would count. Frankenstein, Free Ride.
Yeah, it'd be like saying yes. And then you also have Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe. Like, right. Which is yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. That was a fun show. I enjoy it. And everybody think of something for next Thursday, because we have the topic after that to do that. But hey, we'll be back Tuesday for Triple T. Come over and hang out if you'd like. If not, we'll be back here Thursday to vote on some brackets. Make sure, though, you fill them out. We didn't have a lot. And that's okay, because somebody's going to win $20. It's just not going to be you, because you didn't fill the shit out. So, all right. There we go. That's all I got. Anybody have anything else to say? No? All right.
And later. You say you just